Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
49ers in a shambles.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back. Go ahead. I'll let you deliver the bad news.
Oh, yeah. Coach Bean passed away, Steiny. So that was update we got during the break. So rest in peace, Coach. And I don't know what to say, Steiny. I truly don't. It's sad. And the guy was at work, a pillar of the community, affected and impacted a lot of lives. And, man, it's always sad and tragic. But, man, that is just – and I was with you and Evan when we got the news yesterday, and we were hoping and praying. But, yeah, he passed away, man. So how sad is that, though, Steiny?
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely awful. Thoughts and prayers to his family. He was the coach featured on Last Chance.
Yeah, no doubt. I fell in love with it.
Yeah. All right. Well, the business at hand regarding the 49ers is they're playing Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. I had a hypothetical that I was thinking about, and I don't think I ran it by you.
Give it to me.
And I'm wondering if I should ask you this, if you were the coach, or what do you think Kyle would do? But I guess it doesn't matter.
Let's do both.
Did you see the weather forecast for this weekend in the Bay?
What is that? Something Fittick River, rain, whatever. What's the word?
Feels like it's going to be a little moist.
Yeah, no doubt.
If the 49ers were playing at home this weekend, would you start Brock Purdy in the rain?
I'm paying you too much to change your diapers. I get where you're going, but it's not to that extent. He can't throw a wet ball. I get it. They should have lost against the Packers a couple years ago. But, Steiny, if I got to do that with my franchise quarterback, then I don't have one. Okay. But that is interesting. And I kind of, like, that would almost ensure, you're better. That would ensure almost him not having the best game. But I don't, you can't change diapers for these guys, well, man. You can't.
How about, you know, Kyle can be an innovator. How about you start Brock in a dome and on natural grass outside, but if it's raining or wet, then Mac starts.
No, stop.
Let's go to Frank in Atlanta. He's got the answers.
Frankie.
Hey, Frank, how you doing, man? Welcome to the show, as always.
Hey, gentlemen. Hope everybody's all right, man. Ready for the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Big game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Guru, don't worry about it, man. Ain't neither one of them going to make it to the end of the season. They both going to get broke. You can call Brock sweet potato pie because he ain't going to make it past Thanksgiving weekend. He's going to be done.
I like that one. I like
once
that one a lot.
Once he limps off the field, they're going to put Mac back in, and he's going to be thinking he can scramble, and somebody going to go upside his head, and we're going to look up, and he's going to be up under the blue tent. And that's going to be the last time we see Mac. So we won't have a quarterback by Christmas.
Wow.
There's nothing we can do about that. There's nothing we can do about that. Let's start worrying about next year. Because ain't neither one of them going to make it.
Wow.
We can't block for neither one of them. We can't block for a quarterback.
Now, Coach, I do got to say, they did better against the Rams, Coach. Frank, they did better against the Rams.
They did. Yeah, they did. That's what I'm saying. Mac Jones thinks he can scramble now.
Mm.
And when Mac Jones thinks he can scramble, somebody going to go upside his head, just like they did in New England and in Jacksonville.
Wow. Thanks, Frank. Have a good weekend, my man.
Short and to the point today for Frank.
Yeah.
You liked the sweet potato pie, huh?
That was a good one.
Man.
I never heard something like that before. I liked it.
But that was their best performance, I don't know why, against the Rams, off the offensive line. Mac was not under siege. I had that on my bingo card.
They weren't that good.
What you mean?
They got a block for a split second.
Well, their pass protection was better than their run blocking, but
You do realize... If a guy's in shotgun and he receives the ball and he turns right away and throws it to a guy, you really don't have to block that long.
It looks like you never threw a football
in
your life.
Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is all you guys say, stick to basketball. Well, the truth is you guys don't know football. The bottom line is they should throw long. They can't protect to throw long enough. That's why they have to throw intermediate and short with Mac Jones.
Nah, no sacks on the day for the Rams.
That's right, because it's unbelievable the information that you
disregard.
It's unbelievable the information you disregard when it comes from me, and you just gloss over when I say Mac Jones had the ball in his hands last week.
I got you.
And made the quickest decisions of any quarterback in the league.
I got you. I'm just telling you, there's more to it than that, and I do hear you.
Not a
and
lot.
And I appreciate it.
There's not a lot more to it.
But that pass protection was better than a lot of people thought. I'm going to just tell you that. And they were down 21-0, so you could, they were coming with four, trying to do what have you, but man.
They were coming with three.
Dude, I'm just telling you.
They were playing a soft shell by that point.
And you're going to have fun weekend. I'm just telling you, don't take this Arizona game lightly.
Why would
they? I'm talking to Niner fan. They beat you here.
Okay,
Mac didn't have the greatest game that game. He threw a pick that we all thought was going to be the ball game. He had a safety. I'm just telling you, this is not going to be – I think a lot of people have got their chest out and I don't like it. Like, this is not going to be a walk in the park. And if it were Chabot College, Brock Purdy's got to shake some of the rust off, and it so happens to be the Cardinals.
You do realize that no fan is going to play this weekend.
Well,
you do realize that, don't you?
I got you.
Like
thanks for reminding me.
If 49er Frankie is taking the Arizona Cardinals lightly, it doesn't matter.
I got you.
You know that, don't you?
That's funny.
Now, if Brock Purdy is and Trent Williams,
no, I'm just saying you got it. We're laughing at Jacoby Brissett. This defense, this is the last defensive unit should be laughing at any quarterback or offense that you're facing.
Nobody's saying they're laughing.
Nah, a lot of Niner fans, I feel like, are fat-mouthing and thinking this is going to be an easy game.
It might be.
They almost beat you before. And Harrison Jr. was awful. Maybe you want him playing.
That's right. Like, okay.
He was horrible that game. Maybe you want him out there. He won't be out there this weekend.
Maybe 49er fans are like Draymond Green. They'll make a predict. Well, win a title. They didn't. No big deal. Okay, move on. Like, no consequence for taking Arizona lightly if you're a fan.
Because you said something, and you take inventory every day. Our calls, our text, what the subject matter is about when people do call. And I'm asking you, Sonny, I'd be a smartass. Do you feel like Niner fan is checked out? Like, the defense has him thinking, you know what? We really don't got a chance. And the reason I bring that up is I came in Monday, I listened to Joe's, the roast, all the shows, ours, and there is an ingredient missing, and I do wonder, I don't think it's about the quarterback. I'm wondering if Niner fan is kind of checked out of, if we make it, okay, I'm going to watch, I'm going to be there. But as far as I'm biting my nails thinking we're not going to make it, I don't know. Something's amiss to me.
Yeah, there's a segment of Jag fans that – if you can't win a Super Bowl, they don't really care. And they don't understand how to enjoy a process or enjoy a gritty season or enjoy a team that may be overachieving. Like, they're just people that can't win a Super Bowl. Doesn't matter.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. The Super Bowl is making the playoffs this year for this Niner team to me. That would be almost incredible. And now you're not even in the last spot. I know it could change Sunday. But, Stoney, somehow if you lose or stack up some L's, it's off.
Right, but they should make the playoffs. Purdy is coming back.
That is incredible.
Ricky Pearsall is coming back. Their next four opponents have a combined record of 11-32. Mm. They should make the playoffs. And you know what? And it doesn't matter if they did or they didn't.
I hear you.
But I believe they were looking at this week all along to give Brock the best chance to succeed after coming back from this injury. Mm. And this would be it. It's going to Flea in Oakland. Flea. Hey, Flea, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
I like you guys' enthusiasm about the Niners, but guess what? The rat on the table is the defense is garbage.
And man.
We keep on talking about Brock Purdy coming back.
Wow.
You're talking about Matt Jones. The St. Louis Rams, if they just kept throwing the ball, they could have scored 56, 60-some points. So all this Brock Purdy coming, even the fans that's listening on the radio and YouTube or wherever they listen to you guys, the defense is garbage.
Wow.
If Brock Purdy scored 20 points, if he scored one touchdown, McCaffrey scored a touchdown, or kicker kicked two field goals, that's what, 20 points somewhere around there, and they scored 20, 23, 24, they won the game because our defense is trash. Everybody keep on talking about Brock Purdy and Matt Jones. The defense is not going to probably stop Arizona.
Mm.
If they look at the game film of the St. Louis Rams and say, we just went to pass, we're going to make them stop the pass. 9 times out of 10, we're going to have blown coverages. Our linebacker is always late. Nobody's on a receiver to even knock a ball down. They playing 10 yards off. All thing you got to do is dink and dunk the Niners up and down the field. So what is we keep on talking about Brock Purdy? If he scored 21 and they scored 26, we still lose because our defense.
Mm. I hear you, Flea. Thanks, Flea. I got a bigger point, though, a bigger question to ask. Okay, it's fair. The quarterback's not the biggest issue. Defense is. So let's assume Flea's right. The defense stinks. It's not going to be able to hold up. We know that.
Offense got to put up more points.
What does anything going on the defense have to do with deciding on who your quarterback is? And that's another thing where I break from people. Anybody out there saying, look, they're not going anywhere with this defense, so don't play Brock Purdy. It's like, wait a minute. Brock Purdy's ready to play, but you're not going to play him because your defense isn't bad? I mean, your defense is bad? That to me is weird. Here's the other thing. Your defense is young. It might be lousy, but it's young. And if they somehow get to the playoffs, that tells me, even if they won 40-30, six games, they did enough to help you get to the playoffs. And you know what? Give me a playoff game with these young guys. Just give me a playoff game and let them get their ass kicked. If they get their ass kicked, they get their ass kicked. But, you know, they got young guys. They've got a lot of first and second year players on that defense. Mm-hmm. They haven't experienced the playoffs. Get them in.
But to Flea's point, I would tell Flea, everybody can see what you're putting down and what's not on the defensive side of the ball. But your defense is the offense. And I don't think, as good as Mac Jones has been, I didn't say great, Stoney. We talked about it. My formula is, how do we get more prolific on offense? How do we get Ferrari-style offense? And Mac Jones tried it, and some weekends they got kind of there. But I'm looking at Brock Purdy coming back like maybe he might be that spark plug to where you can keep that up and sustain it, Stoney, to combat your leaky defense. And maybe we see him score 40 or 34 or 40.
Maybe.
And maybe it ain't enough, but you got to believe this offense has to start scoring 35-40 points to get to the playoffs. That's what I believe.
That seems a little high to me. And again, like I'm looking at You're playing a backup quarterback. You're playing, the Carolina Panthers are not a great offensive team. So I get your defense isn't very good.
But you got the Bears coming up, the Colts, but you got the Browns, and you got the Panthers, and you got the Cardinals.
Right.
I don't see a C-minus or D-plus defense outside of the Titans. Like, just defensively, I believe like the—
But you have all your weapons on offense.
Well, okay.
Unless you're going to say, well, Ayuk's not there.
I was going to say that, but I hear you.
There's healthy, their offense. Like, see, this is like, how many points do you think they averaged with Mac Jones under center?
I'm going to say 20.
Okay, 20, I don't know what it is.
I'm guessing.
Let's say 22.
Yeah.
Okay, here comes Brock. McCaffrey's healthy. Pearsall's back. I'd expect them to have an uptick in scoring.
Can we get to 30?
I mean, that's even a lot. I'd like to, could they get to 26? If that bad boy goes down,
then you're saying it's problems.
Of course. Of course. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. San Francisco 49ers at the Arizona Cardinals Sunday, and the weather should be good.
Yeah.
It is Arizona.
Yeah. And what's funny to me, Stoney, is for so many weeks when we were playing this game about the Niners in the postseason chances, they were in that spot, that seventh or sixth spot, fifth spot. And I don't know what math I was doing, but, you know, nothing changes faster than 1 week in the NFL. And now they're eighth, right behind Green Bay, half game. But I'm just one game, excuse me, Stoney, but I'm like, man, what makes you so sure they can go up here in Arizona with this defense, Brock Purdy coming back, so there might be rust. There's got to be some rust, right? And Arizona not licking their chops like, oh, it ain't Mac, it's Brock, his first game back. I like this. That's so, why I just proceed with caution, like this game ain't going to be easy.
The players know that. Mm. Who cares what the fans know or think? Like, I think, like, personally, I think you're caping a little, but that's fine.
No, seriously, in what way?
I mean, you're stop making out this schedule to be, oh, it's going to be tougher than it is. It's like, that's my point.
Well, no, you're, to Flea's point, they have their defenses. I don't think you could count on them, right? You just can't. You could count on them to be bad.
If they don't make the playoffs at this point, it will be a big disappointment. That's my feeling.
But the out would be, your defense, it just caught up with you.
Well, let's see. Mm. Like, it's easy to say the defense stinks, but they just stunk one game against the best offense in the league, maybe.
Sonny, they're not a postseason team right now.
And okay, so that's why,
today.
That's why I love this schedule, because they have the Cardinals, then they have Carolina, a team that if they beat, they put them away or in big trouble. Like, I love that they have Carolina and Chicago, two teams that they're going to have to leapfrog. They get to play them head to head. And they have Cleveland and Tennessee and the rest.
And so, the Colts.
Like, you don't think, if you were a 49er fan and they don't make the playoffs, you wouldn't be disappointed?
No, I don't want to speak for Evan and I'll let him come back. He's saying right now you're not in.
So why
do you have that energy of it would just be holy hell if you didn't make it? Because when, just from my ears, it sounded like they blew an opportunity, but now that opportunity's already come and gone and they're looking at they're looking in. Like, right. They don't hold anything going into this.
They have absolute control over what they need to do. If they beat Chicago and Carolina, those teams are in trouble.
There's weeks in between when you get to them. Right.
Right, yeah, there are. Tennessee and Cleveland.
And the Colts.
I don't want
to speak for you, Evan.
They're 6-4 right now. If they don't make the playoffs, I got to believe the 49er fans will be disappointed.
Hmm.
So if they go 4-3 the rest of the way, that gets them to 10-7.
Okay.
And what if they don't make the playoffs?
I think they will.
But that could be 10 wins and you don't get
it. Like if you lose the Bears game, you don't have the tiebreaker.
That's fine.
You still would be like, hold your head high.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like there are paths for them not making the playoffs in which it involves them also playing well.
What I'm saying is, yes, if they win, if they go 10-7 and don't make the playoffs, then it's like, they got
it's a win going 10-7. Yeah,
that's some tough luck. But damn, they made the most of this year, and in most years they would have made the playoffs. And I believe, I'll bet you 10-7 gets you in. I just feel like that because
almost because I'm looking at the math, but yeah,
like. Right now, who's in seventh? The Bears?
The Packers.
Okay, and they got a tie. What's their record? 5-3-1?
Yeah.
They're 5-3-1.
No, hold on, Stoney. They got, I just looked at it for an hour. Hold on. The Packers are, my friend, 5-3-1.
Okay.
And your bye is not till week 14, the Niners.
So, wait a minute. Are the Bears in the playoffs right now? They yes. are, yeah. That's yeah. what. Right. So
the Packers okay. are right behind them at the seventh seed, 5-3-1.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Bears are a full game up on you. To Evan's point, if somehow you lose that game, they got the tiebreaker on you.
You don't play the Packers though.
No, I'm talking about the Bears.
Oh no, kidding. The yeah. Bears is going to be a big game. There's yeah. no doubt about it.
I got to be honest, people. I don't want to be negative, but if you drop the next two before you get to Bears, then that game means nothing
right.
to you.
You're right. I mean, because then you will have lost to Carolina. And that will be that's a big loss if you'd lose to Carolina.
Carolina's on your heels. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's a good season? To Evan's point, if you went 10-7, I'm still saying
that's
at
the beginning of the year.
If you didn't make it, you didn't make it. You got, you know, that was the wrong year. But, man, I just, like, again, I just think this is going to be a hell of a test to get to Arizona with or without Harrison Jr. He was awful last time you saw him. It's just like, Stoney, you
they
gotta
have
be able to
more
count
injuries than the not. Like I
okay,
like,
that's Arizona. Where,
yes. Like I'm not saying they're gonna go in there and just
I got
sleepwalk.
The line's only three.
But don't try to tell me that Arizona is some world beater when they're more injured than like. What if I said this? There should be no excuse for losing that game Sunday.
I told Evan that in regard to my wallet. Like I'm with you.
Like if the defense gives up 40 points. Like, that's unacceptable, even from this defense. I mean, wouldn't it be? Or are we expecting the 49ers defense to give up a ton of points regardless of the opponent?
I expect the Niners defense to be better than what they were against the Rams. And if I give him Robert Saleh any credit, and we all have, which I have, I got to think, man, you can have a better showing than what you did not touching Matthew Stafford last Sunday. Now, that's the Rams. What about the Texans who looked, they were embarrassing the Monday night before they had their bye against Seattle, and they kept the ball all day long against this Niner defense. Am I wrong? That was the Texans.
What is that? What are you getting
like,
at?
They're not the Rams, and right. they have held the ball from this defense all game long.
Right.
So if they can do it, my point is anybody can do it.
Right, but my point is if the Cardinals do it, and some of these other teams do it, and you lose, it's like, then there's nothing to talk about.
Right.
They weren't good enough. Like, that's the other thing I mean. Like, Steiny, none of these games are going to be easy. Because the 49ers aren't that good. Mm. So, and that's my point. If you got to go 3-1, don't you?
I just one game at a
or
time
that,
for me.
Or am I...
I overly optimistic. Said it with a we know defense is half the game. Can you really say your heights are not like Stanley? I don't. Can you really say 3-1 with a defense that is this injured and bad? Can you really? That's what this team could go out and score 40 and lose 40-44.
Well, I want to see that. I want to see the Cardinals put up 35 or more. Mm. I want to see the Carolina Panthers have to score 30 points to beat you. Like, you gotta be able to do that, can't you? I'm just asking.
I hear you're thinking, but I'll just say this: Houston's anemic offense scored 26 on you.
I mean, again, and if that happens, then there's no discussion because we're not a playoff team. Mm. But don't let Brock Purdy quarterback these losses for the rest of the year. Because.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I get their, like, I get they're not a playoff team right now. And if Purdy quarterbacks them and they go 10-7, that means they will have gone 4-3 with Purdy. Yeah. Like, that's good enough. I'm saying you lose the next two and now you're a game and a half back. Let's say.
Can I give you a quick analogy before we hit the break?
Mm-hmm.
You've been in a relationship. I don't know why I keep going to this, but listen. If you're married and your spouse cheats on you, isn't that different than your boyfriend or girlfriend cheating on you?
Not really.
I believe so. I believe the fact that you're married gives you a little better chance of sticking it out and getting it rectified than if you were a boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
And that's what I'm saying, that contract to Brock. The contract does mean so much in this, man. I really believe it, man.
Okay, then go put an inferior quarterback out there if that's the case. I'm talking about if Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy, okay. Then you made him... Like, see that... I would say this in the NBA. If you really made a mistake with Brock Purdy, what are you going to do? Let him be the starter for the next 4 years? When you know that they're,
but it's
you
not,
had a guy
Mac
better?
Mac hasn't played so glowingly that, well, we've yet to see these next seven games. Brock would have to fall on his face for it to be that evident and it not, you know?
What if he quarterbacks exactly like he quarterbacked the two games this year?
Oh, man.
And they lose to Arizona.
What would you like me to say? Then go moving forward.
I don't know the answers.
Right.
I'm not saying you're wrong and I'm right.
Then all hell would be breaking loose. I really would say that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like the idea of Brock comes back and, well, no matter what happens, that's okay. And he's just our guy. Yeah. Like, that's... I don't care about the money. He's still got to do his job. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.